7.
We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys out there. That's kind of funny. Skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, we know they're out there.
Yes.
You know, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, I gotta say, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. It is July 9th, 2012. And it's actually 82 degrees in sunny in the state. I sound like Sam Hill.
Sam Hill?
82 degrees.
Oh, Yosemite Sam?
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. Remember him? I just had some Coke. Oh, sorry about there that, guys. The sugar's just pumping, folks. Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate. The conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice of pro-murderers, they call themselves the pro-choicers, wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. Yes, we are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty, and welcome to the show. Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to go to the Facebook, it's The Sons of Liberty on Facebook, The Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to be a part of my Facebook, it's Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Or follow me on Twitter, it's Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter. And folks, again, if you'd like to be a part of the show, it's interesting, we got all these, you know, these lunatics, skeptics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys tweeting on us all day long.
Mentally ill guys.
Very mentally ill. And humorous, might I add. But with that, it's interesting that the numbers given out constantly on this radio show, and we never hear from them through their opposition, because they know that our listeners aren't stupid enough to believe.
That's right.
They're feebish, trabbish, fibishing lies.
Better to be silent and be considered stupid than to open up your mouth and remove all doubt.
What version is that, though? Is that the stupid version?
I don't know.
It must be.
Who was it that said it? Somebody did. And I think it's that proves it. You know, why
King
call
Solomon
in?
Said that in Proverbs.
Why call in and speak when you'll remove all doubt that you're an idiot?
You can't do that. 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. If you'd like to be a part of the show, Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Why? Because we think for ourselves according to that which was given to us, that which has been tried, true, and proven. And why is that, the other guy?
Because we don't allow our brains to be stuck in somebody else's head.
All right. Don't think
that way.
Okay.
Speaking of some brains in somebody else's head, there's two of them on the stories here on SOLmedia.com. That's our
Sons of Liberty.
Where we're covering all of the posts and everything that we're doing today. Modern Conservatives, we posted that as well. It's on our Facebook page. You want to like it. It's the quickest, easiest way to follow along our vein and train of thought at the Sons of Liberty. But two things. Number one, the United Nations is trying to figure out a way, because some of their donors, you know, they're still getting good donors is what they say, but they're trying to figure out a way, quote, it's time to look for other ways to find resources to finance development needs and address growing global challenges, such as combating climate change. Global challenges. How does the United States, what part do we have to play in global challenges?
I don't know, our alliances with everybody else, because we're policing their world and...
Yeah.
We make the alliance, and then we go and try to
overthrow
them to the Secretary of State.
So then the United Nations doesn't really need all the other nations. They just need us.
Pretty much.
Perhaps it's just about us.
Well, until as long as we float.
Yeah.
But once we begin to sink, as you're seeing, that's right, then they got to look for other outlets to support their
illegalities. So once we've sunk and all of our resources are transferred and our military and everything is transferred over to the United Nations and the United States has sunk, and the United Nations takes over, and there's a one world. I mean, listen to this: currency transaction tax, carbon tax, and a billionaire's tax. Now think about this: if somebody from the UN comes to your door and says you owe taxes, you say, "Go fly a kite."
Do you understand, folks? These are people that don't work, that are robbing the people through deceptive measures, calling them any form of taxation that they want to label it as, and then here you have a new one I'm just amazed.
If Spain comes over to us and says, listen, we need some more soccer balls or whatever, it doesn't matter.
Sure, we'll give you a billion.
And so they come over to America and say, you better give it to us. What are we going to say? What are you going to do?
Well, I know what I would do. I would read Leviticus 26, the blessings and the curses, and I'd read Deuteronomy 28 and read the blessings and the curses. Because America has on its head the number of curses, which are 55, compared to its 14 blessings. America still thinks that they're under the blessing state, which in fact they're being, it literally, just as you were talking about, as a parasite, being sucked of everything that we've got from the God that gave it to us over to a foreign nation. And if you read Deuteronomy 28, you can see exactly what he said would happen is exactly what is happening. Leviticus 26, the same exact thing. God would bring judgment in stages. If you will not listen to me, if you will not hearken to me for this, then I'm going to do that. And they're going to get harder and harder and harder and more severe unless America turns. Instead of on September 11th, America turning to God, they turned away from God and they said, we're going to do it our own way.
Yep.
How's that working out for America? It's not.
No.
It's time to get back to our foundations, friends, before it's all gone. As a matter of fact, if you want to look at history, what happens is millions of people die, and then they come back and they wish they would have listened to the person that told them to get back to it before the judgment took place.
Yeah. Every time.
Yeah.
You know, it goes. So this is two things to look for. Look at how they're taking a step at you for taxes. Next, they need to enforce that tax.
That's right.
And it comes our military.
Well, we're seeing that right now through the IRS. Remember, Governor of Maine just kicked it out. We're going to talk about that when we come back. You got Bradley and Jake. We're going to talk about the governors that are saying no to Obamacare. And we'll hit off a couple other topics. Attorney General Eric Holder talking to the La Raza. This one's going to blow you away, folks. But listen to what he said to these guys.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
The Sons of Liberty is the only radio program that I've heard where they actually walk their talk. They apply it to their lives and show real leadership. And this is the kind of stuff that America needs to hear if we're ever going to reform ourselves and give hope for our next generation.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at eFoods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now, you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods Quick Fix Easy-to-Store food. For example, purchase a 1-year supply and get 5 Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Less than 2 weeks after becoming the first sitting cabinet member in American history to be held in contempt of Congress, the disgraced Attorney General Eric Holder spoke in front of the highly controversial National Council of La Raza. Now, La Raza means in Spanish, the race, and issued threats against ongoing state and local efforts to control illegal immigration or enforce voter ID requirements. Listen to what I am saying to you, friends. He also touted an administration effort to stop deportations while promising to keep working with President Obama to pass the DREAM Act and secure amnesty for illegal immigrants. Now, if I was an illegal immigrant, I wouldn't want someone talking to me like that. I would want them telling me, you know, what is it that I have to do so I can become a citizen, raise the bar on me, so I can come in the right way, so my children can follow. I'm all for that. But you have an attorney general talking against who we are as America in favor of the Spanish people concerning amnesty for illegal immigrants. I mean, if I was an illegal immigrant and I had someone in government talking to me like that, I would look at that person and say, you know what? This man is corrupt.
Yeah, you want me to be your slave?
Why do I want to become an American if this is the kind of government that they have? And that the American people allow this man to do the things that he's doing right now.
Yep.
Listen to what Eric Holder said. He said, I want to assure you to the Spanish people that in the fight to protect the civil rights of all, this organization will never have a more committed partner than the United States Department of Justice. Folks, listen to what he said. It will never have a more committed partner than the United States Department of Justice.
What do you even say to that? He just said it.
He told on himself. Totally.
There's no like, oh, what does he mean by that? Can you see through the lines that this is actually what he's saying? No,
he's breaking the law, folks. He's saying that the United States Constitution is not the rule or our guidelines as to how we're to conduct ourselves. We don't agree with it, so therefore we're just going to step on it, and we're going to give all the illegals and criminals, by the way, it's not just the Spanish people that he's talking about, But he's just basically talking about, we're not going to enforce this law, we're not going to enforce that law, DOMA, Black Panthers, whatever the case might be. No, we're not going to enforce those laws anymore. What is your purpose then, sir? Your purpose is to corrupt them laws.
We're going to partner with crime to work against the laws and try to bring down the laws, showing that not only are they a criminal, but number two, this is clearly them using a group of
people.
Right.
A political battering ram. That's all they are, just like the homosexual agenda.
And if I was a part of that, you know, minority group that was an illegal, just like you said, I would turn to them and say, so you want me to be your slave? Instead of me doing this the right way and being free of all men, I become your slave to be part of your political battering ram. And then guess what, folks? What happens when that political battering ram doesn't work?
That's right.
And people start to oppose it. Now you become the enemy, not him.
If he's working against the law, what's to protect you
exactly
from these
right.
same criminals?
Nothing.
That's exactly right. That's why I say to the leftist lunatics and weirdos and assorted bad guys, what is it that you don't understand?
Yeah.
Does that not include you too?
Yeah.
Yes, it does. And I'm sorry I even have to talk at the back end of this conversation, but I do. Because America and its people have allowed it to go this far. It's that sick. I'm going to finish this sentence, and then we're going to jump over to the other guy concerning the governors.
Yep.
This is Eric Holder again. He said to the Spanish people, the La Raza, okay, in Las Vegas, he said, and as my colleagues and I keep working to build on this progress, he said, and to strive to take all of our efforts to a new level, listen carefully. In other words, he's saying a new level. What he's saying there is he's saying, because the American people have allowed me to take it past the old level, I'm going to bring it to a new level. That's what he's saying. And to strive to take all of our efforts to a new level, know that we'll continue to rely on organizations like this one to help lead the way forward. Now, for those that didn't know, Obama's new motto is forward. Did everybody know that? Obama's new motto is forward. Did you know that he got that from the communists? That's a communist
catchphrase.
No. Yes. No. I'm looking over at Heather. She's mouthing something to me. Yeah, it's the slogan, thank you. That's not what I was looking for, but I was looking over at her. Whatever. Here we go. That's a communist slogan, okay, friends? Now that we'll continue to rely on organizations like this one to help lead the way forward, said Holder. He said, I can't even say it in Spanish. He said it in Spanish. He concluded it means, yes, we can, Obama's controversial campaign slogan in Spanish. So what kind of a people is he going to overthrow the Constitution of the United States? By the way, I want to go over the border to Mexico for a minute. Last week, a new president was voted in, and what American people didn't hear, this is a high five to the Mexican folks, is that there was huge protest, there was a media blackout, and you can look inside of the city because of election fraud. The new president has ties with a drug cartel over there.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want him there. But now all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he won the new candidate. He's the new candidate for the president of Mexico over there. And he was just last week hanging out with Obama in the White House.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that shocking? But isn't it interesting?
Let's look through the lines. So what does that mean?
But see, you have the Mexican people, folks, on their side of the border complaining about their government the same way that we are.
Amen.
With our government here. But through deceptive means, what are they doing? Well, the Mexican people are the problem. No, they're not the problem. It's our government that's the problem. So let's put it into perspective.
Let's put both forms of government in a boat, and we'll send them off on the Pacific.
Totally.
Why not?
Let's put them in a ring.
That's right. There
they want
go.
To fight, let's put them,
right.
put them in a ring.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Let them box it away. Going to this topic, among others, but you just saw how the UN tried to bring in a global tax along with a global means of enforcing it, because nobody's going to pay a global tax. Here you have President Obama bringing on a new tax. Now, this is and it's the same thing. There's two different paradigms, but they're trying to accomplish the same thing. It's not only to destroy the sovereignty of states, which is what Obama's aiming to do. It's now the world trying to destroy the sovereignty of countries. So it's happening on a plane, and they incrementally try to move it forward. But as you just spoke of, the people of Mexico and the people of America, nobody's buying it, including this governor, Paul LePage of Maine. He said this tax will add to $500 billion in a tax increase that are already in Obamacare. Now that Congress, this is quoting him directly, now that Congress can use the taxation power of the federal government to compel behavior or lack thereof, it's so retarded. What's next? More taxes if we don't drive Toyota Priuses, or if we don't eat, or if we eat too much junk food, or maybe even pea soup? This is where it gets good.
He's talking about Bloomberg and Michelle Obama.
Yeah.
New York and school.
You tax us for eating certain food, and then you're going to tax us for not eating certain food.
And what's interesting about it, Jake, is look who's right behind all of this after the Obamacare passed, right? Look who's right behind it talking about new taxes already, the UN. Well, what keeps them afloat is your money, friends. That's why they have to keep taxing you so they can bring forth your demise through your own money.
Yeah.
And that's what they're doing.
That's the thing is until you pull the funding source, until you stop doing business, they continue on.
That's right.
This decision has made America less free, he said. We the people have been told there's no choice. You must buy health insurance or pay the new Gestapo, he stated.
The governor of Maine.
The IRS. Now, this is also the guy who said in 2012, he told unemployment people on unemployment, get off the couch and get yourself a job, which gave him a standing ovation. Seems to be speaking his mind. Rick Perry also just recently stated, came out to make it on the statement. Not just flirting with the idea, but he said, I will not be party to socializing health care and bankrupting my state in direct contradiction to our Constitution and our founding principles as limiting government.
Wow, you're doing really good on
doubt. Boy, I used to make fun of Rick Perry, and now look at me.
Totally. Isn't that amazing?
Poetic justice.
Yep.
What goes around comes around, you reap what you sow. Other
that one surprises me a little bit.
Yeah,
it really does. But go on. Stay on.
Before he was flirting with the idea, but now he's thrown his hat in the ring now, and he said, I'm standing. Bobby Jindal of Louisiana, Scott Walker of Wisconsin.
They also, by the way,
Terry
Bobby Jindal was there standing behind Scott Walker.
Yep.
Yep, and the odds were against him, but he pulled through.
These are all governors that said, we're not going to do business with Obamacare. We're not bringing it in. We're not expanding Medicaid. We're not giving this Patient Protection Affordable Act. The creation of a so-called state insurance exchange.
So let's put this into perspective. Are these bad governors? Or are they good governors?
Sounds to me like they're standing up for the people of their state. They would be good governors. They're doing what a governor is supposed to do.
So they have their feet upon the rock.
That's right.
Yeah.
Doing what
a
governor is supposed to do. Just like our president should be telling the United Nations, I don't even know how you're still in business. We're not doing business with you. America pulls out of the United Nations, it folds.
Wait a second. The United Nations was conceived by the United States government out of World War II because it didn't work with the League of Nations with Woodrow Wilson during World War I.
Mm-hmm.
So they needed to create another war.
Right. Oh, so you got us and Great Britain
together.
That is
contrived stuff. No, folks, do your history. There's the Lord's Wars in Hosea 8, and there's man's wars.
You've got the governor of Louisiana, Wisconsin, Iowa, Nebraska, Florida, South Carolina, Kansas, and seven others are talking about throwing their hat in the ring and saying no.
1-877-807-9977. We'll be right back after this break.
Farmers keep their livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Avoid 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. Check out sonsoflibertyteam.com, order your Healthy Start Pack, and get your 90 for life, or call 855-301-TEAM. Essential, not optional. 90 for life at sonsoflibertyteam.com or 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Butch Paul. Please allow me to share some very exciting and important health news with you. I've been struggling with type 2 diabetes for about 15 years now. I was recently told by my doctor that I was going to have to go on insulin soon. I didn't want to, and Dr. Joel Wallach told me not to. He started me on a program using his Young Vita products that within days started reversing my problem. There's a good chance that Dr. Wallach and his Young Vita products may have saved my life. No matter what your health problems are, folks, Dr. Wallach can and will help you. Check out the products on www.pastorbutchteam.com. That's pastorbutchteam.com. or call 855-828-8326. Please believe me, you'll be glad you did. That's 855-828-TEAM, 855-828-8326, or PastorButchTeam.com. Check it out. You'll be glad you did.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-877-807-9977. Let's take Dave really quick. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hey, guys.
Hey, man.
I wanted to say you were talking about Eric Holder earlier and all the stuff that was going on with La Raza and stuff like that.
Yep.
And the first thing that popped into my head was, what about all these people that immigrated over here legally? I'd be mad.
Yeah.
Like, I went through all this stuff to get a legal immigration thing, and they're just giving it away.
And I'm sure the legal
my country.
Yeah, and Dave, but you know what? I'm sure that they concur with you. They agree with you. And I'm sure that the legals don't like the fact that the illegals are trying to get their way, because what they're looking at is the president, and they're shooting themselves in the foot, because those legals should be calling across the border and say, hey, listen, do it the right way, because you're only empowering this tyrant to continue on corrupting the Constitution of our United States if you keep doing that kind of stuff.
And I'm sure the Huffington Post or NBC has a great story about all the legals that are against
this.
You know, they're probably covering it right now.
No, just get their feet off principles and play their emotions.
Yeah. Cover.
Yeah.
Dave?
Yeah.
Yes, sir?
Yeah. Say something, yeah?
Yeah. You know, that was the first thing that popped into my head. The second thing is you're talking about, you know, everything that's going on in our country. And I keep on going back to this. It's always like the Nazi Germany thing. And everybody's going, well, the further we get away from God and what he told us to do, the more we rebel, then we have to go, well, we got the answer for it, you know.
Yep.
Oh, we're going to do this instead. We're going to medicate ourselves. And
yep.
An ex-addict, it's like, it's almost the same mentality.
It's exactly the same. It's sin, ultimately, is what it is. It intoxicates people, it intoxicates nations, and it's as simple as keeping the commandments that God gave us to establish our liberties.
I see them on Facebook all the time, Dave. I see people talking about, you know, they got out there a picture of a coffin, the end of our Constitution. I'm ashamed sometimes when I see stuff like that out there, and I have to text them and just say to them, or Facebook them and just say, What are you doing? I mean, do you have people in your family that died to ratify the Constitution, and you're forfeiting the Constitution by saying he's winning? He's not winning.
Right.
It's him and the media that are trying to deceive the people into thinking that they are winning. They're not winning. If they were, then why are we where we're at today, and they're still trying to overthrow it if they were winning?
And they don't win until we give up.
That's right.
If we give up.
That's what they depend on. You got it. That's what they depend on. Us doing nothing. That's all they depend on.
Well, no, what they depend upon is more Facebook little messages like that saying, oh, there's nothing we can do about it. Man, it's all over with. Oh, you know, the days are here. There's just nothing more we can do about what's going on. Woe is me. You know, just can't do anything about it. Yeah. The good thing our founding forefathers didn't think that way, and that's all I can say.
Right.
They secured those promises to posterity, which is us expecting we would do the same to ours.
Yes. We got Brent in California. Thank you for the call, Dave. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Brent, you got Bradley and Jake.
You know what blows my mind, honestly, Bradley? Okay, they're going to get him for contempt. Why don't they get him for conspiracy to commit a felony at least? I mean, well, it's just laughable. And then he's going to talk about justice, you know?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Totally.
If the head of the Justice Department ships guns to Mexico to blame our rights, which he's sworn a Bible to protect, I mean, what the heck is up with our country?
No, I totally that
shows,
agree.
And it shows how mentally sick the media is for giving that to people. But just like we talked about earlier, I have a list of 15 governors that are standing against the President of the United States and his DOJ saying, you know what? No, we're not doing business. Do what you're going to do. They're calling their bluff because they know they can do nothing unless we volunteer our services to him.
Right.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's wild, though. You know the Dracula movies?
Yeah.
Dracula, there's some kind of metaphysical law that he can't come in your house without your permission, you know? You have to let the devil in the door.
There you go.
You got it, man.
And we let them overtake us. And you know how you're talking about 9/11 and stuff, right?
Yeah.
You know what's wild? See, we didn't just turn our back on God. No, we turn to government for false security, and you know, and people believe this whole, you know, it's just a mess. And you try to tell average Joe or your family or somebody on a park bench what's really going on and turn them on to alternate media. You're crazy. You're a nut job. Yeah. You're a conspiracy freak. But here's the evidence. You're crazy. You're a bully. Now you can say anything but Jesus. You can say anything but Constitution. You can say Muhammad, Krishna, Allah, Buddha, government. But if you say Jesus, that's hate speech.
Did you say Allah, Buba?
I never heard of Allah, Buba.
Allah. No, isn't that something, Brent? You know what's funny about that is when people get mad just to show you that Christ is alive forevermore,
right.
Isn't it funny when people get mad, they don't say, Hare Krishna. You know, they hit their thumb with a hammer. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's just that.
Buddha.
Totally. It's like Buddha. No,
and
that's
then,
not
then
what
I'm
they say.
Then I'm an infidel, and they're going to forcefully convert me with a machete to the one true God, Allah. And they're going to go, and then I'm a bad guy for calling out that injustice. I'm a bad guy. I'd be wrong for that.
And we're not falling for that, right, bro?
No way.
We're standing up against that, and we're proclaiming the faith because we're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I'm not offended. I'm up there posting posters on the train and stuff to talk about that you can't have mercy without justice. And, you know, here's
That's right.
All the pulpit needs to talk about this stuff, but they're afraid they're going to lose their 501c3 status.
Not all pulpits, but you got it. Some of those cowards are just like that.
You know what's interesting? You got me on a point here, and let me make this real quick because I want you to
Pharisees
finish this.
Hypocrites. Woe to you, Pharisees, hypocrites. Remember that part?
Yeah, Matthew 23, right? There we go.
Hello, that's what the pulpit is now. They're legalistic, and you know, you tell them the truth and you show them evidence, they don't want to hear it. You're going to burn in hell because you're different. I'm different for Jesus, and here's the evidence, buddy.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear it. Get out of my church. You don't like it. Don't come to this church.
Take that example after Christ condemned the Pharisees. They got their judgment shortly thereafter.
Titus
came in and Vespasian and destroyed them. But then what happened? The apostles went into all the world, and now we have the most blessed religion, Christianity, that has blessed the entire world, and now we have a country, America, because men did believe. So that's our job. That's your job, Brent. Get out there and be one of those apostles, prophets, evangelists, you name it, and give that word into culture because it will not return back void. We are going to win the day in Christ's name.
Amen. I totally believe it.
Absolutely.
Stand your ground.
That's right.
Is really what it comes down to in every sense of the word.
You can't stand your ground unless you really do believe it. So all those false believers who really don't believe, they're not standing. That's how you know that they don't believe.
Right. Right. I was going to say something back to Brent. Now you guys scrambled my brain a little bit.
I apologize.
Now what am I supposed
good
to
caller,
say?
Good caller, though. I mean, the guy's
totally
thinking. No mercy without justice? Judgment?
Yeah.
Man, how often do you hear that? Usually it's like, well, get rid of the judgment because we need mercy.
Well, Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, said that it was the greatest mercy God can bestow upon a people to bring judgment.
Yeah.
That's the safest for all of us, because without it, then how are we going to know what's right and wrong?
Yep.
Yeah.
You got it.
So,
I think it's a good point to make in America right now, and this is a good example of it too. When the oil light goes on in your car, you don't curse the oil light and say, man, just get rid of that and then cover it with black tape. It's a warning.
That's what America does, Jay, to their own demise. That's exactly
right.
Unplug
that light. It's annoying me. You're going to seize up your engine.
It's the red flashing light they don't like. They don't like the voice of the prophet.
You know what?
Because it wakes them up and it warns them of the impending judgment that's about to come on them. And if they would be wise, like Nineveh, you know, listening to Jonah, I mean, that was the thing to do, and they should have did it. Look at Jesus said to them, listen, had it been the people of Nineveh, they would have repented long ago, but you didn't do it.
And how much more of a curse? That was an Assyrian nation.
And Jesus was saying woe to them. That's right. You were exalted to heaven when we brought down to hell.
You know, and this is the thing, too. So then they cover up the black tape, or they pull the plug on the light. It tells them that their oil is whatever.
How much further are you going to be able to drive on you keep doing that?
That's right. Then the engine seizes and breaks down. Then they're in the desert, and they're like, why didn't somebody tell me this was going to happen?
And then they get mad at God.
Yeah.
But what they realize is God is the one that told them to do it before they drove out in the middle of the desert.
And then if they do get wise, they repent. Then they go back and teach others. Remember that blinking light that I didn't pay attention to, I should have, and this is posterity, this is what you need to listen to. And that's what this show is. I mean, we are product and prey of it.
Totally. My message is God is the only one that ever told me no. And why did he tell me no? Because he's the only one that loved me enough to get in my face and tell me no.
Yep.
And no is not what you hear today in this country. Yeah. It's counseling, it's medication, it's rehabilitation, it's this, it's that, and the other thing. No, wait a second. Why don't you just tell us no?
That's right.
I'll tell you why you didn't tell us no, because you didn't love us enough to tell us no. Right. And I'm speaking to the preceding
past generation.
Five decades before us.
So, and ultimately what that is, you know, we have medication, we have shrinks, we have counselors. The reason they don't tell us no is because it's idolatry.
It's not a moneymaker. It doesn't work for bureaucracy.
Totally. Yeah. They want you coming to them as opposed to God. You got two alternatives. You got to serve somebody.
Yeah, see, they want the cure. And America, prevention is better than the cure.
Yeah.
They like to be the cure.
Yeah.
There's a true story told out on the West Coast where they had the windy roads going around these particular mountains. And on one end of the mountain, they noticed cars that go over the end of the cliff and crash at the bottom to their own destruction. And soon a concerned committee got together and said, we need to fix the problem. We need to bring forth a remedy to the problems. Too many people are dying. You know what the resolve was, friends? Let's put an ambulance at the bottom of the mountain. That's true. That's a true story, folks. That's how people think, especially in government and especially with those that work in bureaucracy. They love to have to bring in the cure. And by the way, many times they're the ones that intentionally take down the sign so the cars do go over the end of the cliff and crash at the bottom to their own destruction.
That's right.
And don't forget that neither. Okay?
You're exactly right. I mean, when I look at the example, you're going to the pharmaceutical industry of how they're selling their pills now. Because they've seen they make money, they intentionally create problems to bring in solutions. And that's just far gone. Because you talk about that ambulance at the bottom of the cliff. Do you think the hospital's going to complain about that type of a solution? No. They're going to say, wow, we can make money this way? Is there more mountains with cliffs that we can park our ambulances at the bottom? Instead of reconstructing the road, which would take time, it would take effort, and it would take labor, and it would probably cost, it would prevent so much.
Well, just think, public school is a product of the American people giving up their sovereignty and their children
first and foremost, unto
the state.
That's right.
Because they should be trained up at home.
Take care of my kids.
That's just one of millions.
It is.
Folks, you got Bradley and Jake. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com or go to Bradley Dean EE on my Facebook. Be right back.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Just think, friends, because the German people didn't deal with Adolf Hitler, the one that everybody laughed at, just think about that. Everybody laughed at him at the beginning. Because of one tyrant named Adolf Hitler, between 50 to 70 million people around the world lost their lives. One person. The German government thought that they could control him. Once he got into power, he began to eradicate those that wanted to control him. And then he began to implement and destroy the Constitution. And that's exactly what he did. Crazy business.
You know, it's interesting. There was a lot of people in Germany. I think there was seven attempts on Hitler's. I'm talking about organized.
That's why he thought God was protecting him. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People that didn't agree with it. But how many preachers do you find, like, for instance, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, that stood to the point where he said, I'm willing to lose my life on this cause? Folks, America was bought because people were willing to stand to lose their lives. Not just stand to get some political press or a headline to say, I stood against this, but to be able to stand at all odds. We had Larry Pratt on the show last week. We talked about why doesn't the House just send their police over and arrest this man? Well, because people go so far and then they stop. They don't actually go to get resolved. That's why the other side laughs and says, they won't go that far with it.
Yeah.
In America, you have to.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't trust your leaders
because
you have to.
Because you got the modern conservatives saying, you know, you got to give it to them slow. You can't give it to them too fast. You'll shock people. What does the left do in this country, the socialists do, 24/7? They are assaulting the Constitution and who you are as a people all day long. Now, do you see them and their buddies sitting around having some booze, couple drinks, smoking a little dope, talking about how we should just, you know, kind of back up a little bit, not give it to them too quick.
Yeah, don't try to convince the conservatives too fast.
Can't do that.
Yeah, it's bad political strategy.
It is, man, because you know what? The people will reject the message. They won't listen to you if you give it to them too black and white.
Let's have another banquet with Grandma and Grandpa and ask for some donations.
Let's get back to the point of Hitler. First, they came for the communists, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a communist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a Jew. Then they came for me, and when they came for me, there was no one else left to speak out for me. See how that works?
So the youth of this
generation... Yeah, keep painting yourself in a corner with your excuses.
The youth of this generation looks at the adult who says, well, you know, I don't really watch a lot of cable TV, so I don't need to guard those gates. I don't really Twitter very much. I don't need to guard those gates. I don't Facebook very much. I don't guard those gates. And then the kids who are left to be a prey of all of these things, when mom and dad are about, you know, on their deathbed.
I just did this on the 4th of July. I seen a girl right outside the door here of the office.
Great point.
And she was sitting there with headphones on, sitting next to her parents. Her parents, her mom and dad, were sitting there looking out because they were waiting for the fireworks to come up. They're just sitting there talking, having their own conversation, and where's the girl? Well, she's in company with them, but she's not in the
same.
She's not tracking with mom and dad. So where's she being delivered up to? Well, who's she listening to?
Who her parents allow her to be delivered up to?
Right.
I mean, really?
Yeah.
It's not like the girl. She does make her own choices. There's no doubt about it. But who makes those choices? Who allows those choices?
Well, wisdom is justified by her children. You're off on a little tangent here, but wisdom is justified by her own children. Who raised those kids up? And when we look at what we're looking at today, who raised up this generation that they'd be so foolish as to actually believe what this tyrant, this dictator wannabe in office would actually follow a guy like that?
Yeah,
unless they
would.
Were actually totally debased. Yeah. I mean, outside of the fact that 700,000 students a year in this country can't even read their own graduation diplomas. But again, you have 86% of the conservatives in America, Christians, professed Christians, that are putting their kids into public schools to be indoctrinated all day long. Let me ask you the question. Where's the love? Wow, isn't that pretty hypocritical? Mm-hmm. Man, I mean, they sit there and they cry out about this guy that they despise so much, but yet they deliver their kids over into a public school 5 days a week, and then they come home. How many hours a week do they listen to music, Jake, through MTV? Who said that if they're 14 years or older, you know, basically Bob Pittman said he's their daddy? I mean, come on, let's think, folks. It all makes perfect sense. Mao Zedong went for the youth. Hitler went for the youth. And by the way, Hitler's youth were comprised of what? None other than little youth groups and churches in Germany. And by the way, if you look at the numbers there, the population of Germany was 80 million. We're 303 million. Okay? And then you look at Mao Zedong. You look at Joseph Stalin. I mean, who are they aiming for, folks? Why did Hitler say that if you want to, listen, I'll control the state if you give me the school textbooks?
Yeah.
You know? I mean, that's why we're here today.
Yeah.
Because you have a younger generation that's been dummied down decade after decade after decade after decade. They got them away from God, number one. That was the first objective. Number two, and by the way, what's going on today should be pushing us to God if people would lead the way and follow Christ. And what they do next? Then they came in and they started to get rid of the Constitution. No longer was, again, George Washington's farewell address or the Constitution. Was it necessary? How many hands have we seen in the public school system, Jake, in the last 12 years have we seen where kids actually knew or read the Constitution?
Very rarely.
Very rarely.
Oh,
less than 100.
Yeah.
Less than 100 out of hundreds of thousands of students, friends. And we just say, well, you guys can go ahead and laugh all you want, but if you don't know your rights, you don't have any rights.
That's right.
Now who's laughing? I'll tell you who's laughing. An administration that's corrupt to the very core.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still there. That's who's laughing.
And notice that. And what does everybody in this dummy down generation think now? Who gives the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? Now, government has assumed that role. Government gives you your life and then gives you health care to upkeep your life, gives you your liberty because whatever the government says you can do, that you can do. But what it says you can't do, then that you can't do. And then the pursuit of happiness. Well, if I want to get a good job and I want to have a good education, well, what does Obama say to me that I should be doing? And then he goes around to school after school after school. He dictates what the interest rates on loans, or at least he would say that he could.
Remember, do you remember that movie when you were a little kid Can you, little chitty?
Oh, chitty, chitty, bang,
yes,
bang.
Chitty, chitty, bang, bang. Remember they had the cage right there, and he was leading him in? What did he have in his hand, Jake?
Yeah, that lollipop.
Candy.
What kids like,
yep,
right?
And then once they took the bait, they went inside, and then all of a sudden, what would happen? The disguise would drop, and they'd find out that they were locked in a cage.
There's the bars.
Yep.
And, folks, I mean, you consider that Germany, because we're talking about Germany, Germany was the seat of Reformation. I mean, one of the greatest things that's happened in our religious history, religious freedom as Christians and as human beings, because with that birth then, with it, man is no longer who we do to be subservient to, but God, God alone, the scriptures alone, faith alone. Out of that same country, here comes the evil and corrupt seed. And you have an Adolf Hitler that comes out of it. You have church youth groups, Lutheran
funky
churches.
Funky looking fellow, man.
I know, and you just said before, you know, who would listen to that idiot Obama? He doesn't even make sense. He's never ran a business. Da, 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 da.
Totally.
Who would listen to a guy with a little mustache that was psychotic?
Who's laughing at who?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what the kids are smart in, you see that that's what he's attacked. You go to social media and you go to where he's campaigning. And I don't want to get too much onto you.
Well,
next
you
column,
just kind
folks.
Of took it out into left field, but that's okay. Hey, we got Tom in Maryland. Yeah, Bradley and Jake, welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
One of our 57 states.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you?
I'm feeling good. How are you?
I'm hot, and I wish they'd turn the air conditioner on. Thanks for playing that part with me, Tom. It really worked, because now they're turning the air conditioner on for me. But anyways.
Now on to the real reason for your call.
Yes, thank you, Tom, for calling.
I just wanted to call to say that I really enjoy your program. And, Pastor Dean, I had recently seen footage of your prayer before the legislator, or legislature, that's a big word.
Mm-hmm.
Kudos to you for that, by the way. I thought it was spot on. I think also, and I think this is a big part of the message you're trying to get out, I think it can't be said enough how important it is to be proactive in these times. And I think this country, this nation, and we as a people are really getting very close to losing that advantage of that proactivity at where we're going to need to get into the other end of it, or we're going to need a pound or, in our case, probably a ton of cure, which I don't know if we can muster up. Speaking of muster, I think if our elected officials would stick to reviewing all of the bills that come before them, and number one, looking to see if those bills pass constitutional muster, I think we would be in such a better place right now.
Mm-hmm. You know, but neither side wants to do that. The Republicans want big war,
but
and they want big budgets. But what you're saying solves the problem. That is the answer, and it's that simple.
Tom, thank you for your call. We got 30 seconds. Heather wants to take you out. Now, I was going to ask Tom real quick, do you know Don Dwyer?
I think he probably does.
Okay, ask him about Don Dwyer, a representative in Maryland. Ask him about Don Dwyer.
To impeach a judge.
Now, folks, I want you to understand that there's good news, too. And I don't even have – I'm going to bring the good news out for the rest of the week. Folks, I always want hope in the end of our message, and the hope is in you. But how do you respond to the truth given? That's where the hope is found. You got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. We love you by what we do. We will talk at you tomorrow. Jake will be in – well, you'll be out of town for a minute. Maybe you can call from where you're at.
Okay.
Talk to you tomorrow, folks. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.